Good afternoon and welcome to Chat About. I am your host, News Director Larissa Donovan. Joining me in studio today is co-host Kev Jackson.
Hello.
And we welcome back the at-large council member on the Bemidji City Council, Audrey Thayer. Welcome back to Chat About.
Yes, thank you.
Well, it's that time of the month, the first official Monday of February, and the Bemidji City Council has a pretty jam-packed consent, well, a couple of consent agendas to start off the meeting. Now, items placed on consent usually pass with one motion. I understand there are two different ones because of possible conflicts of interest, but do you see anything on these consent agendas that you would like to see pulled for further discussion?
Well, I will probably let them all go through. I have to just make a special. We have MMMIW 218 and their special event on February 14th to bring to the attention missing and murdered Indigenous women, and we've had missing individuals in our city. There was one way back in history on west of town, and then we've had a lot more recently. So it is an important issue, and I know they're meeting over there from 11 to 2 down by Paul Bunyan and Babe. And then, of course, my favorite is a snow snake event.
What is a snow snake, Audrey?
It's a piece of wood that is carved and painted, and the skill of getting it to go across the snow, the top of the snow, at a fastest pace, and it's competition, and it's a great winter thing, and it's Anishinaabe. If you would talk to others who are from the East Coast, they would say Huron or Ottawas or Oneidas, but basically, it is a very fun thing to watch. And even with a hoop flying through, throwing a snow snake through the hoop, trying to get through the hoop, and they'll have multiple hoops going. So that to me is, I look, this is a second annual for Bemidji. And they've been having them all over in the reservation communities and the cities, the different Duluth and down in Minneapolis. So it's fun.
Sound fun, and that'll be right on the lake, huh?
Right down by Paul Bunyan and Babe. And there's also at Watermark, there's exhibits that are related to the natural pieces of the Anishinaabe Ojibwe way of living.
Very good. And the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women event for 218, that'll be on Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February 14th. Do you know how many years this has been happening in Bemidji? I think I remember going to one starting in 2016.
It was way back. Okay. And, there's actually 2 days. There's February 14th and there's May 5th.
Okay.
So we have the 2 days to bring the attention forward. And you'll see we use red, and we have a woman with a red hand over her face is one of the characteristics. You'll know that those are MMIW. And our group up here is MMIW 218, and I applaud the group for fundraising and do this event every year.
Very good. So moving past consent, anybody who has business with the council may approach the council during the citizens with business portion, so long as they don't talk about an item on the agenda, correct?
Anything that's on the agenda cannot be discussed. So that is always how it's been before. So we do have two special things going on tonight. We'll be doing an appreciation to People's Church, Bob Kelly, who has retired. So the city is giving him a certificate of appreciation. And Gary Grunberg,
Guggenberger,
for the POW. And so there'll be two certificate appreciations that I'm excited about, because it's been over 20 years that I've been involved with People's Church and Bob and Carol Kelly. So I'm really grateful for their work. This is how we do it, right? We have people who've been in long-term positions, and we just say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So there'll be a resolution declaring the flying of more flags at Bemidji City Hall. Now, I know the tribal flag issue was near and dear to your heart, particularly Audrey. So the city now has a process in place for the raising of more flags?
Not necessarily.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it also took over a year and a half just to get the three tribal flags up, so you can tell that's a little bit of a sore spot for me because we are now having the resolution of a POW MI flag that should have been flown years ago. I come from a community where the veterans are highly respected and honored, and that flag should have been up. So however they get it up today, they're hoping to have it placed in City Hall today. We'll see how that's going. And I know they're working on that today, but that's one day. So there's a little bit of imbalance there that I'm not happy about, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we are able to, I've got to say that. I'm very grateful that we've got them there. So.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And following a recess, there will be a brief flag-raising ceremony with Legion and VFW Honor Guards. But yep. Before that recess takes place, there's one more item of new business on the agenda tonight. It's a memorandum of understanding with Northern Township. Now, I understand that the city of Bemidji and Northern Township, it keeps getting likened to a divorce, and I find that very funny. So I'm going to also call it a divorce with the Greater Bemidji Area Joint Planning Board. Is this MOU to soothe relations going forward?
I coined the word divorce.
Oh, that was you.
Yes, it was, because it felt like that we were trying to work through.
An amicable divorce.
Yes, we are working through it as we make the separation between Northern Township and the City of Bemidji and the Joint Planning Board will change. There'll be some change, So this is the hard part about ours. Just human beings, is that we have challenges with change, even to move things in a different direction on your dresser, or telling your kids you're going to do one thing or the other without preparing them for change. In a sense, sometimes you have to do it like right there, and other times you have to think about how you're going to do change, especially when you're changing your eating patterns at home. Right. So mm-hmm. There's a lot. We just seem to be, people that have challenges with change and lots of controversy about change in our homes, in our family, and in our community.
Yeah. And of course, we are speaking of the imminent dissolution of the Greater Bemidji Area Joint Planning Board, as we know it, where mm-hmm. The city of Bemidji will handle their zoning and planning.
Yes.
And their way. A Northern Township will be free to plan and zone as they see fit.
That's correct.
Okay.
That'll be how it'll be. And, I think that at the time that I was appointed to the committee, I knew that that was the direction that they really wanted to go, and they were working on it. So I'm really pleased with the relationship we have with Northern Township right now. Let the folks decide, in Northern Township, how they feel about it. That's, but on our end, we're going to work it through in a good way.
Okay.
And that just about takes care of the meeting after a brief, after reconvening to discuss a date for a meeting for the evaluation of the performance of the city manager. You mentioned before we started recording, you could not and would not comment on it. No. But is there anything else related to city business, perhaps some of the committees you're sitting on that you wanted to mention before we let you go today?
Oh, you're good, Larissa. So, yeah, she is. Anyway, yes, I'm excited about the Sustainability Committee right now because they're new, and it's a very good committee for the first city on the Mississippi. We need to take care of our land. We need to take care of our environment. And so they will be making and giving good ideas and thoughts to how we can make our city in a good way. And I'm very excited about that. Things are starting to kind of percolate on transportation again. So
that's a big issue in our community. Yes. With a lot of needs.
Yes. So we're going to probably look at how we can, it has kind of been an idle committee. So, and there are two of us, Councilperson Rivera and I, on it. So I think we'll see which direction we're going to go. Of course, my favorite is the Downtown Business Association, because the DBA and the downtown businesses, I love downtown, and I have a hard time being on the West End, and it's there and there's a lot of cool things, but I'm a downtown person, so I'm very pleased and looking forward to it. Also sitting on the rail corridor,
the development one?
The development one, sitting on that, and we're working through there. It's a process again.
There was a meeting not too long ago, was it last week or so, to talk about timelines? Where are we at for that?
Well, we're waiting on, you know, how, you know, they have to work it through, the developers and the environmental area. And, of course, my feeling is no matter what is going on in that location, we are responsible for the cleanup. We really are. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know years ago, but that doesn't mean we just leave it.
Right.
We're going to have to step in there. And so that may be a little challenging for community to understand. But, you know, when you know, if you dirty the house, you clean it, you know, and you don't leave it and for someone next door. So, you know, so that's been going on. And I'm excited about Sanford Event Center. We're moving right along. It's starting to look like the city of the people we serve and the employment over there. There's activities. There's all these really, really good things happening. And I sit on that group as well. So it's very different for me coming out of social justice and activism to sit in the business world. But I'm taking accounting and I'm taking a lot of other business-related classes because you just don't sit in those positions and make votes unless you get trained to do that well. So I'm hustling. I'm trying to get that skill for our city. I serve y'all for 4 years, and I'll do it well. And I ask you to trust me in my decisions that I make. Sometimes they can be controversial, but let's leave it.
That's government for you. Anything else, Kev, that you want to
ask? I just got to pretty much watch today.
He's just jet skiing.
I didn't have to contribute much. It was a great conversation.
Yeah. You didn't ask about the fire hall or the city hall and whole piece. We're also working on that, and that's a slow process. That's coming to community. They did their first presentation with what the cost and how we can pay for that.
With the county jail project coming down the pike right about this time. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad I'm not on the county board. They Ramsey County, I guess, also, and Beltrami are two that I know of so far. They've had to make some changes rather rapidly.
I think Clearwater is among there, too.
Clearwater, too. Yeah. Okay. So, that speeds us up, you know, and I started this whole conversation about change, that we have a difficulty with change in our communities, and now we're being pushed in change, you know. And we went through this, right? Water. We had water issues a while back, so there's some things that we've had to get through.
I'm sure we'll all
you
get
have
through
to
it.
Do it.
Yeah, you know, there's some things we have to do, so, okay.
All right, well, thank you, Audrey, for joining us today. I'll be back to wrap up today's show and to preview tomorrow's in just a moment.
Thank you so much.